Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Shooting reported at the Howard Johnson early Monday morning. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette police officers responded to a 911 call of a shooting at 5:05 a.m. yesterday morning. Upon arrival, officers found a man with a shot to the abdomen. EMS transported the man to the hospital where he is being treated for his injuries. There is no known threat to the public, but the incident is under investigation, according to Gillette Police Department Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Wasson said that the investigation is still ongoing and had no further comment on the incident. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies assisted in securing the scene. The Wyoming Republican Party Central Committee wants an investigation of Governor Mark Gordon's purported involvement with the TerraPower nuclear plant to be built in Kemmer. Despite having any evidence, the resolution passed over the weekend at a Central Committee meeting in Casper, according to Cowboy State Daily News. The resolution was originally introduced by the Lincoln County Republican Party, chaired by Marty Halverson. The party is speculating there may be connections with Gordon and billionaires George Soros, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates. Gordon has spoken in support of the TerraPower plant as a benefit for Wyoming's economy and local jobs. A PacifiCorp-owned coal-fueled power plant in Kemmer is slated for retirement soon, so Gordon believes this plant would be a replacement for some of those lost jobs, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Michael Perlman, spokesman for Governor Gordon, said in a statement on behalf of the governor, "The Central Committee's resolution is confusing," Perlman said. "The governor will continue his efforts to ensure Wyoming's coal miners keep working, its energy industries remain healthy and strong, and continue to push back against a Biden administration intent on damaging the industries that are the backbone of our state's economy." The resolution put forward has no legal authority, but rather a statement of position of the party. It gives a deadline of January 2, 2023, for Governor Gordon to give a response to the allegations. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.